And now, back to Personal Best Radio, the hour dedicated to entrepreneurial thinking individuals who strive to be their personal best.
Hi, folks. This is John Traxsellis. We're excited to bring you our third installment on innovators, that is owners, CEOs, and company presidents based in the Chicagoland area, and which, by the way, includes Northwest Indiana. These are people that see an opportunity and go after it. In the process, they take themselves, their company, and their employees on a very important journey. Our guest today is Ray Carlson, president of Chicago Turn Right, who will share with us his journey in taking his company to the next level. Welcome to the show, Ray.
Pleasure being here, John.
Ray, can you give us a brief explanation of your company name, specifically the Turn Right portion?
Well, I guess it's something that my dad came up with. It's kind of a clever take on turning and then naturally doing it right. So he spells right, R-I-T-E, not R-I-G-H-T.
Okay. So thanks, Ray. How about a one-minute history of the company?
In 1948, my dad and a friend that he met at the World War II launched the business in a small warehouse on Western Avenue in Chicago. They started doing business for the hydraulic cylinder industry, and then expanded it from there to a point where they were doing a lot of work for the rail business, making a lot of brake components for railroads, Universal Railway, which is on the south side of Chicago. Developed that business with them through engineers at Universal, and business grew substantially, and it came to a point where at one point in time, the rail business was 80% of our business, and in 1981, Universal decided to move all that business internally to become more profitable and do it in-house, and we had to redefine who we were. So since then, our customer base changed, and we now focus on the marine, agricultural, hydraulic, railroad, again, material handling, fitness, and the recreational industries. So unfortunately, history taught us a very valuable lesson. We had to diversify to remain viable.
Okay, we also have our first major innovation since the company was started, diversification.
I guess it is, yes.
Ray, when did you become the company president?
In 2007, when my father passed away.
Okay. Could you tell us what Chicago Turn Right does?
What we do is our customer sends us blueprints of what they need manufactured for their product. We basically quote it for them. If we agree on some pricing, then we go ahead and machine it. So basically, Chicago Turn Right provides a service, and that service is machining for our customers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what sort of components do you work with?
Most of our work is done in steel, stainless steel, but we do also do work in brass and aluminum. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of types, different types of manufacturing, sawing, CNC turning, CNC milling and drilling, thread and spline rolling, friction welding, broaching, grinding. So very diversified.
Well, I suppose we could spend a couple hours going into each one of those, but essentially what you just described were different facets of machining, huh?
That's correct. That's correct. And by doing all these different machining processes, we can become what people in our industry say, the one-stop shop for all the customer needs. So the customer can come to us for all these different things instead of going to four or five or even six different suppliers and being able to purchase everything directly from us and reduce their headaches and because of that.
Yeah, and you have a lot of stuff going to a lot of different places, and things can get messed up in transportation. They can get messed up in instructions, and you seem like you have a uniform thread to handle all these different operations.
No question. The customers really like to turn that over to one person and say, okay, the problem's yours, just give it back to me in a finished product.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ray, what would be an ideal customer for you?
Well, it's going to be a customer certainly that has a part or a part of their product that is very unique, high precision, that they cannot manufacture in-house. Or a customer that doesn't want to expand their capacity to be able to do that type of work in their house, and they have different priorities.
Mm-hmm.
What we do and what our core competencies may not be the core competencies of our customers, but they want to just have it done properly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about innovation at Chicago Turn Right. What are some of the major innovations that you and your team have implemented over the past several years?
Well, quite some time ago, we were having a lot of problems with the welding facet of our business. We were always falling behind. It was very labor intensive. So my father actually worked with several companies on developing friction welding for a lot of our different customers. Mm-hmm. And that has helped to be able to become more profitable, not only internally, but more cost-effective for our customers.
Let me ask a question about the friction. That's when you have different types of metals that are joined, huh?
Well, yeah, friction welding can be, you can weld similar metals or you can weld dissimilar metals. Uh-huh. You can weld stainless steel to aluminum. You can weld stainless steel to heat-treated steel. So mm-hmm. you can have some part of the shaft would be in the water, other parts would be in the engine. Mm-hmm. Friction welding is the only way you can do that.
Okay, good. I'm sorry I interrupted you, Ray.
Yeah, no problem. One thing that we've also developed is the fact we've become a production partner for our customer. If we don't have the capability, if they come to us and say, you know what, we'd like you to do this, and we don't have that capability, we'll say, you know what, we're going to go out and develop that capability. Let's get into a long-term agreement here. We'll go out and buy the equipment to be able to make sure that we can do your parts for you. And that helps them out a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we also like to re-engineer some of their parts. They might have a part that they, in their own mind, have it developed to a point where it's exactly the way they need it, but it's very difficult to manufacture. So we can drive down some costs by redesigning it with them and, once again, becoming their production partner.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, I've got to ask you this question because I think a lot of businesses have gone through it. How has the recession affected your business?
It nearly devastated us, I've got to admit. We lost over 60% of our business basically overnight. In August of 2008, our customers just basically shut the faucet off. We had to lay off over 20 employees, reduce our hours, and basically survive. What helped us survive is the fact that we had a strong financial position. We're very conservative in our dealings, and we had money to be able to, as a cushion, to be able to work with. Since that time, we've aggressively and effectively diversified our customer base to not only increase sales, but to decrease our exposure by only having, you know, a large percentage of our business with one customer.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think drives you and what drives your company, Ray?
Well, I really enjoy working with our customers on new projects and sometimes new processes. I'm currently working with a customer right now that's doing something different called, it's a new buzzword, reshoring, moving product from China back here to the States. Because China either is having quality problems, delivery problems, or maybe they're just not interested in that business anymore because they're getting so busy doing other things. So that's very exciting because we lost so much in the mid to late 80s that it's nice bringing it back shores again. Also working with our customers on continuous projects improvements to eliminate cost or improve efficiencies. That's always something that's a two-way street to be able to sit down with our customers and work together with them on their problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, people are going to be singing your praises, and you're part of that bringing back business from China to the United States.
Love the new term, reshoring.
Reshoring, okay, good. What do you think is Chicago Tenderite's greatest accomplishment since you joined the company?
Probably throughout the years is adapting, redefining, and surviving. During the move of manufacturing back in the late 80s to 90s over to overseas or in the recessions, if you don't adapt and react in today's business, you'll never survive, let alone succeed.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the interesting things that are observations I had, at least interesting in my own mind, is that your business is one of subtraction. You'll take some kind of metal or some kind of other material and you take away from it. And I noticed that one of your keys to success in your business is the ability to do the same thing to your processes and to the focus of your people, that they're intensely focused on what they're doing.
They really are. And what my business is all about is the people. The average age of the people that are working for me, they've been with me 10 years at a minimum. Our foreman has been with us for 47 years.
Wow.
So that's what my business is all about. These people truly know how to go about doing their job. I'm not going to stand over them and tell them how to do it because they already know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You think they're excited about it in the morning when they get up?
I certainly hope so because that's how we're able to survive.
Okay, cool. Well, how can people learn more about your business, Ray?
They can contact us directly at 773-626-8404, or they can go to our website, which is TurnRite, and that's TURNRITE.com.
Very good, Ray. Well, thanks for being here, and thanks to our listeners for joining us for the Innovators on Personal Best. I'm John Traxellis, and we'll be back next week with more insights on innovation.